At Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came in order to live in the church. But the bride and the Spirit say, come. Together they are waiting the coming of the Lord Jesus for the church, and then the Holy Spirit will go away, in this sense, like He came on Pentecost. And then only will the watch of prophecy continue. The 7 years of Daniel will begin. And you see, when a third temple will be built again, so this will be the beginning of the end. Psalm 2 verse 1. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? United Nations, UNESCO, they have vain thoughts concerning the Temple Mount, concerning the West Bank. But Psalm 2 explains that God has His counsel and He will fulfill His counsel. But then will be a revival in Israel. Isaiah 10 verse 21. The remnant shall return, even the remnant of Jacob unto the mighty God. Isaiah 37 verse 32. For out of Jerusalem shall go forth a remnant, and they shall escape out of Mount Zion. The zeal of the Lord of hosts shall do this. So in Israel there will be, after the rapture of the church, an awakening in Israel. First, it will be the 144,000. But then, a third of the population in the land will come to know the Lord. Zechariah 13, verse 8. And this remnant that will no more be a part of the church. You know, if a Jew becomes a believer today, he is part of the church. And Galatians 3 says, in front of God, there is no Jew, no Gentile. You are one in Christ. So you have not a higher position being a Jew in the church. But Romans 9-11 explains that Israel is not rejected as the earthly people of God. They are just on the waiting bank. They will come back and they will lead the testimony on earth. So the church has to go in order that Israel can take her place. And these many people do not understand. They say, yes, the church will enter the great tribulation. They mix up everything. You see, the 69 weeks stopped when the Lord entered Jerusalem and then the period of the church. And when the church will go, then the 70th week of years will begin. And the second part of it will be the great tribulation. Then Israel will be the testimony, the witness on earth. And this awakening will go out from the West Bank. You see? For out of Jerusalem shall go forth a remnant, and they that escape out of Mount Zion. This is a temple mount in eastern Jerusalem. So this awakening will go out from the religious part of Israel. Those who are living in eastern Jerusalem, in the city of David now, and in the old city, those who are connected to the wailing wall, to the western wall, there will begin. But in that time, also Antichrist will come. 1 John 2 verse 18. Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Antichrist will come. But who is Antichrist? It is a little bit difficult, because this term you find only in the letters of John. And in the book of Revelation, you don't find the term Antichrist. So it is a little bit difficult. In Revelation 13, you find two men that will play a huge role in the great tribulation. The beast out of the sea, who will be the dictator of the Western world, of the Roman Empire, and the beast out of the earth that will be a false prophet. So, who is Antichrist? Many say The dictator of the Roman Empire is Antichrist. But I would say, call the false prophet Antichrist. And the argument is this. Antichristos, in Greek, Antichrist, means the one who is against Christ, or Christ is Greek for Hebrew Messiah, against the true Messiah. Anti means in Greek against, but anti in Greek means in place of also. So Antichrist will be the one who says, I am Messiah. And in 1 John, Antichrist is used for people that are false prophets, who bring false teachings. So it is not presented as a political great emperor, but as a false messiah, as a false prophet. So it fits better. In John 5:43, the Lord says, I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. So not to accept that Jesus Christ is the Messiah is the huge danger for a Jew to accept the false Messiah. And in Matthew 24:15, the Lord Jesus says, when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. The abomination of desolation. What is this? We know exactly. Why? By fulfilled prophecy. The study of fulfilled prophecy helps us to understand the not yet fulfilled prophecy. In Daniel 11, this same expression, the abomination of desolation, hinted to an idol that Antiochus Epiphanes put on the temple place in his days. So abomination of desolation means an idol on the temple place. And now, in Daniel 9:27, the prophet speaks that there will also be an abomination of desolation in the future temple. So we know Antichrist will put an idol that can speak, Revelation 13 speaks about that, on the temple place. And this will be visible. And the Lord Jesus speaks to his Jewish followers in Matthew 24, then when you see this idol, you have to flee.